If you wouldn't mind, again, we didn't have anybody there, so I just wanted to get the basic facts confirmed. Could you tell me how the vote went last night?
After very lengthy public discussions, we voted 3-2 to go ahead and pass the proposed ordinance and on human rights. It was a very difficult decision to reach, but after a lot of thinking of a lot of different things, and a lot of public input. This is like the third public meeting we had concerning it, third or fourth. We went ahead and voted. And about half the people were satisfied and about half of them weren't. And it turned out to be more of a divisive issue than I anticipated. But we handled it and we got through it okay.
And is that what made it, you said it was difficult, is that what made it difficult? It was just how divisive it was, I guess?
Yes. It started out not too complicated, but very quickly it evolved into certain people's religious beliefs. And when you get emotions involved and religion, it tends to complicate things and people get very emotional. How they see the world, and that's fine. I mean, your religion is important to you, or not to have a religion, that's fine. But it tends to kind of make things more of an emotional level than a factual level, and it was turned out to be very divisive. There was a certain group that was extremely heartfelt. I mean, they truly, genuinely believed this was a wrong thing to do as far as their religious beliefs. And I understand that. I really, truly do. I, as much as humanly possible, I try to leave my personal feelings aside when I'm doing the mayor job and the council job, particularly my personal, private religious beliefs, as much as you can. And it just got very emotional and very complicated, and there was no middle ground I could factually put together. I tried very hard to piece together something that would halfway placate each end, and it didn't quite work. Both groups, either from the far right or the far left, politically, socially, emotionally, in each group's eyes, there was no middle ground. It was either their way or no way. And that made it almost impossible to try to find somewhere that we could agree upon. We tried our best, and I think we did what needed to be done. I wished it had been better understood, but it's done now. And we'll move ahead with other things that have been pushed to the side.
Sure. And you got to it there, but a little bit. But why did you vote the way you did? You could have voted either way. Like you said, there was a middle ground.
The first time we voted on it, I voted with the other group 3-2 against the ordinance. This time I voted with the other two and voted 3-2 for the ordinance. We changed some of the ballot language or some of the ordinance language. We deleted some stuff. We rewrote a couple things. And after much input from a wide variety of people, particularly one individual, Troy Pano, he's the president of Truman State University. After talking with him, the issue was slightly affecting Truman University, and Truman University is the largest employer in Kirksville, and they put the most money into the economy, and we have to do whatever we have to do to help them, not hinder them, and that kind of pushed me in the direction of we need to find some sort of compromise, and just generally listening to everybody and trying to find some sort of middle ground. It proved just about impossible, but as humanly, as much as we could, we strive for that. That's what we got.
And again, unfortunately, our reporter who we sent up in the past wasn't able to make it last night. What other, if you could help me a little bit with the specifics, like you said, you tried to make a compromise, but what did we end up with? What does this ordinance actually do now?
The human rights, we were going to have Human Rights Commission, and we changed it to a human rights compliance officer, with who the city manager will appoint. If somebody feels they've been discriminated against, be based on their, what's the whole list? I can't remember the whole list. Their gender identity, other, I don't have the list in front of me.
Yeah, no problem.
Whatever their sexual orientation is, I guess, whether they're man or woman or if they feel differently. If you're looking for a job, you're not hired or you're not promoted at a job or somebody will not rent to you. If it's based entirely on a sexual preference or some way is biased against hiring anybody that's like a homosexual or any of the other types that direction, then it's illegal and you can file a complaint. I generally did not see a need for this, but there was a small group that generally thought there was, and they had some pretty persuasive arguments. But we listened to both sides, and hopefully there'll be no complaints. It'll go to a compliance officer. She or he will investigate and try to reach some sort of reconciliation with whoever the person is or the company is. One reason I do not think it's going to come to much is because almost all businesses already have a human rights segment to their human resource policy that you can't discriminate based on age, sex, race, national origin, sexual identity, sexual preference, all that stuff. It really comes down to a very small group of mom-and-pop stores, and I really did not want to put a big legal burden on them. These mom-and-pop stores are barely getting by, and we put a exception in there that you have to employ 6 or more people to fall within the group of this where this ordinance applies to, trying to exclude those small businesses. Then if the compliance officer feels that they're that he or she cannot work something out, reach an agreement, then they will forward it to the city manager, who will do another investigation and see again if there's any way to work some sort of reconciliation out. And if not, then it will be forwarded to the city attorney. That is, at that point, the city attorney will consider all options, legal options. Do we go to municipal court? Do we go to circuit court? There's a maximum of $200 fine. There's no jail time. And before the city attorney can file anything anywhere, he has to go to the council and receive it. Okay to proceed any further. I really did not want to get involved, if at all possible, in any legal complications. They're time-consuming, and they're very expensive. And meanwhile, the city business is not getting taken care of. And this ordinance has taken an inordinate amount of time the last 3 months, 4 months, and we've not gotten other things done that have to get taken care of. So it's always a continually balancing act. You have to set priorities and reprioritize every once in a while. So that's where we stand at this point.
Right. I mean, it sounds like you're pleased to have it behind you. But are you pleased with the result?
As much as possible, yes. I think if I could see into the future back in April or May, whenever we started this, I would have changed the way I approached it. Of course, you can't put yourself back in time, but I would have instead probably pushed to go to like a public vote, which would have been held when we discussed it briefly back in the spring, like in November. Except the problem is there's no other elections in November, so we would have had to bear the full weight the cost of an election, $16,000, or we would have had to have waited till April of next year for a regularly scheduled election. But I think something like this, if I could redo it, I would simply push it to let the people decide. I think that's a lot. I did not believe and think it would get to this point, this complicated, this drawn out, and this divisive. If I had known that, I would have simply said, no, we're just going to vote on it, up or down, everybody. And but we made decisions, and so we will live with the consequences of those decisions. But it's going to be okay.